entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
Mike's and friends, he says what he wants. Ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from textile to gossip. Listen and to hear what Mike's is to share. LA Talk Radio, this is Mike's and Friends.
This is Max and Friends. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. That's right. It's another Sunday edition of Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Now, I might be cutting in and out because y'all know that I travel and I'm always like doing my thing. But what can I tell you? I hope you can hear me clearly is all I have to say. If not, call Microsoft. Tell them that my headset sucks, right? Anyway, so here we go. We've got a great show for you tonight. Y'all know that I've been trying to get Gregory Zarin on my show for a long time. He's a lifestyle expert, twin brother of like a pretty famous dude too. The both of them are like, you know, famous here in LA for what, you know, what they're doing, right? But Greg did a new movie called Reconciliation. So tonight's show, we're going to talk about reconciliation, and we're also going to talk about Gregory Zarin. So go to GregoryZarin.com. Y'all know that anything that ends in I-A-N is Armenian, right? So anyway, Gregory Zarin is going to be here. Plus, we got Nia Wallace. We have joy. That's what Nia means. She was in Lion King too. So we're going to talk about that. Plus, she did a movie, you know, with one of our guys. We had him here on the show, our buddy from the movie Speed Racer, Christian Oliver. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Plus, we've got the New York City subway girl, Kathy Greer. She and I are doing a great event for Equine Advocates. Please check out equineadvocates.org because this coming weekend, I will be upstate New York, and I'll be the host and the MC of this wonderful charity event to help save horses. They need your help. I know there's a lot going on between Japan and everything, but y'all can help a horse, help a horse. Anyway, Gregory, we hear you here. So pull up your mic and welcome to Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio.
How are you?
The question is, how are you, Gregory? You've got so much going on. Movies, TVs, commercials, Dunkin' Donuts. What's going on with you?
That's right. You know what? I am one of the new Dunkin' Donuts guys. I am. I'm just busy, Max. I'm keeping up with you and your friends. That's how I became part of your friends. I'm busy, and you have only cool friends, so you do what you got to do.
Well, you're one of them, and you know what? I've been trying to get you on this show, I think, forever now, and there's not an – I think
you have.
We're, you know, it's like when the time is appointed, that's when it is. And it couldn't have been at a better time because you have this new movie called Reconciliation. But before we get into that, let's talk about you and how you've done everything from Puffy Show to being on Rachel Ray. You're a lifestyle expert. You're in commercials. You're in movies. You're in daytime. You're in nighttime. You're like all over the place. Let's get into Gregory's mind and tell us how you got started in this wild industry of entertainment.
You know, Max, thank you. I think I'm hiring you now as my PR guy. I was working at Nordstrom, and a guy came up to me and he said, "Are you an actor?" And I went, "Okay." And next thing I knew is I started a really fun run on Days of Our Lives. However, I didn't really know my craft as an actor, so I disappeared to Europe for a couple of years, figured I could get my feet wet modeling, and, you know, you do something in a different country, you earn a little bit more respect, you are a little bit more humble. But I came back, and I've been working my behind off in the States for the past 20 years.
You see, and you're looking good for 23. Now, check this out. Speaking of modeling, you've been like all over. We've seen your ads. You're like the face of so many different things. And now, more importantly, you're like doing the commercial for one of my favorite Dunkin' Donuts. I love y'all. Y'all need to sponsor my show. But there's nothing like my favorite Dunkin' Donuts. And I go there like every morning. So now I'm like, when is the commercial going to start airing?
Hopefully the commercial will start airing in April. And it's basically about just regular people walking in and having their regular. I play an architect, and it's just about the vibe of an architect and my cup of coffee, because my plans as an architect always change, but my Dunkin' stays the same.
There you go. That's pretty good. Now, what is your regular Dunkin' Donuts?
My regular is just a little splash of half and half and one sugar in the raw.
There you go.
What is yours? Hey. What is yours, Max?
All right, well, I got to tell you, I have a new favorite that I've just discovered, and it's, yeah, because, you know, I didn't know, like, Dunkin' Donuts got fancy. I was, like, you know, into Dunkin' Donuts because it's just regular coffee. But they have, like, you know, cafe latte now, or they've always had it, but I've just, like, discovered it on the menu, and it's my new favorite thing, cafe latte.
Well, just the way you say cafe latte, I seriously hope you end up getting some really great Dunkin' stocks for that, because that really adds the international twist to it.
Well, it's international.
Va bene così, mi ragazzo.
I was going to say, you know, Greg speaks Italian, you grew up in Glendale, your father was the mayor, you're like, you know, doing your thing in a California kind of a way, so we're glad
I'm the mayor's son, I am the mayor's son, one of them,
You have a twin.
I do, I have my best friend, I have an older brother named Vince, but I also have an identical twin, his name is Lawrence, and I'm sure most of you have seen him on Regis and Kelly, he's on Entertainment Tonight right now, and he's the more polished version of me.
Right, but he's not in the movie Reconciliation.
No, you know what? Thank you very much. However, as you said earlier, we were both on Rachel Ray together, and what's fun is we also play off each other greatly, Max. We're good cop, bad cop, and we get to play, and we do it so well together that a lot of people dive into that pool and have a great time with the twins, so I'm very grateful for that as well.
Absolutely. And recently on Rachel Ray, you had a great topic. You guys got to transform someone. So, like, you're like lifestyle experts, fashion experts. You're like all over the place doing your thing. Rachel loved you guys. She did a whole twin special. How was it to work with Rachel in like that quick makeover, ambush makeover kind of a way?
You know, Rachel was great. She was loving. She was kind. She was open. And Rachel is all about anecdotes. You know, in her cooking, she gives you quick tips. And what was great, especially with Lawrence and I working together, making over these twins that were basically mirror twins, they both had their own style. And since Lawrence and I both have our own style, we easily looked at one twin and said, oh, she's the rocker girl. The other one's a little more glamorous. And we got to dive in a little bit to who they were personally as well. Because here's the truth. Just because you look like someone doesn't mean you have to live like someone. It's a beautiful gift being a twin. However, we are independent, and we also happen to look like someone. So it's the best of both worlds as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, no, it's kind of cool. I mean, you know, sometimes people think my sister and I are twins, and then some people think we're nothing alike. But nonetheless, I think it would be a lot of fun to have a twin. But let's talk about, because you were recently in 90210.
You know what I was? The revamped version. And can I tell you, they are so, so, so great over there. I worked with Jessica Landis and Michael Stegler, and I played a really bitchy maitre d', and it was a great part that carried through the entire episode. And I say he needs to come back. I do. I feel the love from them, and I'm just putting it out there to the gods that I come back.
Well, listen, I think, you know, I put out there that I wanted you on my show, and you're here, so I think it works. The power.
You know what? I put it out there that I wanted to be one of Max's friends, and look where I am.
And you're here on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. Now, listen, you've got your own website, which is GregoryZarian.com. So, everyone, check that out. Speaking of, you know, we're talking about the movie tonight, Reconciliation. But before we get into that, y'all can go to ReconciliationMovie.com. So you kind of know what we're talking about. It's got a great slogan. But I don't want to give too much away because we got Greg here. And he is the guest of the moment. And we're going to have a lot of fun with him because we're going to talk about Greg. And you, like, done theater, commercials, modeling. Like, do you ever find time to just be?
You know what? I do. I actually, I'm really enjoying just to take a walk, and I figure that so many great things are happening now. The more calm and ready for it I am, the better off I am to actually, quote unquote, perform and be in the game. Because when you put yourself out there all the time, you kind of end up spinning your wheels. So I'm learning how to just deep breath a little bit more and take a little bit more time to just stop and focus and just be one with myself so I can then go out and live this really fun life.
There you go. Well, speaking of time, everyone, here in New York, it's 11:11, so make a wish, which means in LA it's 8:11, so you got to wait a couple more hours. But you know what, Greg? I want to talk to you.
Tell me.
Gregory, what do we call you? Nutella.
Gregorio. Adesso Gregorio.
Now, I want to ask you a question because,
yes.
You know, you've done theater, you've done stage. Do you prefer stage over television?
You know, I love them both. What I really, really enjoy is the large, how large I can get on stage. But on television and film, it's so small that they can see what you're doing within a blink. I really like just being still and present and offering that little bit. I like the balance of both of them. You know, I just booked a great gig that I'm going to film on Entourage. And what was amazing about the audition process is they really want you just to be authentic and real as if you're doing nothing. So it's pretty exciting, the vast differences between both of them.
Fantastic. Now, let me ask you, out of all the things you've done in life, what has been your favorite accomplishment? Your favorite accomplishment?
I don't know if I've necessarily hit my favorite accomplishment, but one of my favorite moments was doing a huge fashion show and walking down the runway with Julie Newmar. She played one of the the original Catwoman on the Batman series, and it was a huge takeoff and a celebration of the movie To Wong Fu. Thank you,
With love, Julie Newmar.
Julie Newmar, and I was actually lucky enough to portrayed the character that Patrick Swayze portrayed, and I was actually able to wear the gown and the entire outfit that he did for the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising and be in a runway show with her in front of 1,000 people. And as I'm standing on this stage in Patrick Swayze's gown next to Julie Newmar, I'm like, you know what? How cool is this? Come on. And I'm making a lot of money. So it's one of my defining moments of having an absolute blast.
Now, speaking of money, you also give a lot. There's a lot of charity. You know, you are involved highly with cancer society.
I am.
Tell us about it.
I am. Thank you, Max. Our mother passed away 10 years ago due to esophageal cancer, and luckily I also am part of a great TV show that I co-host here in L.A. called Healthline, and it's all about health and wellness, sponsored by Glendale Adventist Medical Center, and they did an amazing charity in October, this past October, called Army of Pink, and it was getting 7 influential men in the community to actually stand up and strike out and talk about breast cancer. Out of every 100 diagnoses, between 1 and 2 are men. So I am very much involved in cancer research, and I'm also very much involved in people taking on their health and having a conversation about it, because a lot of people end up getting sick and unfortunately passing away from late detection, lack of conversation, and not really taking their health and their body as importantly as they should.
Well, you know what? That's a great segue, because there's the movie that you did called Reconciliation. And sometimes we must resolve our past to face our future. And it's a great story, everyone. We're going to talk about it. We're going to take a little break in just a moment. But it's a movie. Now, check this out, everyone. Close your eyes and picture this if you can. You have a father. Your father tells you at a young age you're gay, that he's gay. He has a boyfriend. Your little son, your little boy, you're like pissed off at your dad. His boyfriend starts like telling all your friends at your birthday party that your dad is gay, and then what happens is you're pissed off, lock yourself in a car, tell your father you hate him, you never want to see him again, and that you wish he dies. Fast forward to the future. Be careful what you wish for, because in Reconciliation, the father becomes sick with HIV. We're going to talk about it, and the son wants to reconcile. Now, y'all know what reconciliation means, I hope, at this point in life. You should, because I think we have to have room for reconciliation, and that's why I wanted to bring it on tonight, because as y'all know, reconciliation is the reestablishing of cordial relations. Now, how many relations out there do y'all have, or relationships that y'all messed up and you want to reconcile? Well, we're going to talk about it here tonight on Max and Friends. Gregory Zarin is here, and when we get back, we're going to have Nio Wallace.
Yay!
She's the nurse in the movie with Gregory, and we're going to talk about the film and why it's important to reconcile and why Reconciliation is going to be the new movie that's going to jerk tears out of your eyes. So until then, just like the son goes back to his father at one point, I'm not going to tell you when, Coming Back to Me is the song we're going to play by who we've got coming on later in the show, and that's Kathy Greer. So check out NYCSubwayGirl.com, Coming Back to Me, Kathy Greer. We're coming right back with Nio and Gregory Zarin on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Coming Back to Me. Hit it, Ronan.
But you keep coming back to me. Coming back to me. Maybe I wanted to love you blind. Now I wanted to know what's going on in your mind. So when you step back to take a breath, should you walk away. So aware of what we've been through, should you walk away? Every morning when I'm waking up, thinking we should be breaking up, but you keep coming back to me.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. How y'all doing? Did you feel that song, Coming Back to Me, by our girl Kathy Greer? Well, she's coming on after in just a little bit, because Kathy and I are doing a charity event together. But most importantly, y'all, I want to tell you about this movie, Reconciliation. It's a groundbreaking, provocative story about an estranged father and son struggling to overcome the heartbreaking consequences of their past. Have y'all ever been in a situation where you've got this looming past behind you and you fucked up and, you know, like you feel like maybe you want to reconcile? Well, this is going to be the film that might encourage you to do it. You know, you always need that one stepping stone that's going to help you go into the place where you want to be and reconcile. So Reconciliation is the movie. And we've got the stars from the movie. We've got Gregory Zarian here. Y'all heard about him just a moment ago. And we also have Naya Wallace. Now, Naya, y'all, means we have joy. So joy is what we have in the studio tonight here on Max and Friends. And it's only going to get better when y'all reconcile. So check out ReconciliationMovie.com. It's on DVD right now. Buy the movie. Sit back. Cry. Laugh. Enjoy it. It's got some good scenes that I think are going to jerk your tears and also make you want to, you know, call that person that you kind of split up with, that you went away from, that you detached from, and reconcile. Reconciliation, the movie. We've got the stars here. Pull up your mics. Nayo and Gregory, how y'all doing?
Hey, awesome.
Hi, everybody.
We're doing well. Now, Niall, welcome to the show. You know, we were just talking about Gregory, so we're going to give you a minute because we want to talk about you. And you've been, like, all over. You're fun. Speed Racer, Lion King. You know, how you doing, Niall? So tell us about your acting career.
Oh, my goodness. Well, gosh, I got out to L.A. Probably, like, 6-7 years ago, and I just got into a class and started performing, and I did the Lion King on Broadway. I did the first national tour, the Gazelle tour. We call ourselves the OGs in the house. And sorry, just
I'm Max, I'm feeling the love tonight with Niall.
Wow, I think you feel
oh,
the love
you better
tonight.
Bring it back.
Right, the circle of life.
That is, yes, I love it. And I got to work with the Wachowskis on Speed Racer. I just did a great movie called The Grief Tourist with Michael Kutlitz, written by Frank John Hughes. And I'm about to start working on a show called Torchwood. Torchwood.
I was going to say that. Torchwood.
There you go.
Yes,
Torchwood.
So I am blessed and very
and
grateful.
Busy. You're blessed and busy.
I'm blessed and busy, yes.
Right? And
praise
that's a good
God.
Thing. Amen. Well, now listen, we have Joy Niall. You know, in the movie, speaking of Joy, you know, you played the nurse. And the reason why I wanted to have you on, Greg is like, who do you want on the show? I was like, I definitely want, obviously, Greg on the show. And I definitely want you on the show because I think you're such an important character in the movie because, you know, you're like the bridge that gaps the father to his son. Now, everyone,
yeah.
Niall is the nurse. Gregory is the new – Gregory, are you the boyfriend or the husband of the father?
I am the partner. We had been together. We've been together 16 years up until the date that the son and the father have their meeting. So we've been
okay.
together 16 years.
16 years. So, Gregory, why don't you tell us a little bit about the movie, and then, Niall, I'm going to tell you why I thought your role was so important. Tell us, Greg.
But then afterwards, Max, could you tell me why you thought I was important, too?
That's inevitable, but let's know.
Okay, great. You know, in a nutshell, the movie's about a father who gets together with his high school sweetheart. They have a child. They get married. And the father realizes that he is gay. And the separation between the father and the mother was actually very considerate of the child, but the son finds out the father is gay, and it goes against at a very, very young age. It goes against everything the child believes. So the child lives his life exonerated from his father, practically believing that the father died, so he would not grow up to be anything like his dad. And unfortunately, the father, through time, becomes ill, and the father's wish is to reconcile with his only son. And it's basically the story of them dealing with each other's independent past and coming together face to face. And as I'm talking about it, it gives me chills every time because we all have stories about, as you were saying earlier, Max, reconciling. So it's that pivotal moment of love, forgiveness, acknowledgement, everything. It's a huge, huge story.
It is. It's a great story, yeah. And it's a true story.
It's absolutely the writer, director Chad Arndt. It's his life story. And one thing that I want to say that is so beautiful about this is the mission of it was to break a lot of stereotypes and really just reach out to everybody. It's not just directed to one type of person. It's directed to everyone because we all have situations in our lives that we have to reconcile with, be it with ourselves and with someone else.
Well, you know what? The Duff Foundation said it's a must-see movie about love and forgiveness, a rare find among films. And you know what? Love and forgiveness is what we need. We need to reconcile people. You know, it's like, bury the hatchet. You know what? This movie transcends gay, straight. You know, it's like, whatever. At this point, it's about reconciliation. So you know what? You can be gay. You could be straight. You could be whatever you want to be. There is someone out there that you need to reconcile with. Get the movie. Watch it so you can maybe, like, use it as a stepping stone to come to that point in life where you can reconcile. Now, listen. You're the boyfriend. You get so pissed off, Greg, the life partner.
I do.
You get so pissed off.
What'd you say, like, what?
No, the life partner.
Yeah.
And you get so pissed off with the son who comes back to his father. You know, I got to tell you the truth. When I saw this film, I saw it last night. We had movie night at my house, Wild Lily House. And I was like, your character is like the biggest asshole. And I was like, I would have punched you out if I were the son. But I'm just
saying. Here's the deal. Let me just say this. I'm just going to speak from the character's point, Patrick. I have loved my partner for 16 years, and all I've heard about is this son that wanted nothing to do with his father. Who the hell do you think you are to come back and assume that you get the red carpet treatment? And what's beautiful, though, is Grant and I, the son, we have to reconcile. Every character in this movie has a reconciliation on their own as well, be it by themselves or with other characters. And what I love is the I actually went in to read for the part of the pastor, and Chad loved my edge. That's when he offered me the part of Patrick, because I really do get pissed off when people don't seek forgiveness, when people assume that what they're doing is the only way and no way. I've got a huge heart, and I don't believe that my way is always the right way, but it's big enough to realize that there's something else I could be learning. So that's where I get off on the high horse in the movie, about just saying, you know what, dude, you got to figure this out, because once your dad's gone, he's gone, period.
Listen, I get it. I got it. Because I was like, you know what, the son comes back. I get on both ends. I get why you would be an asshole, because I would be too. But I also get why, like, it's none of your business, because that's his father. So, you know, it's like, it was a touching moment. And then there's, like, other scenes in the movie where when you all finally go through your reconciliation that were, like, so good that everyone was, like, crying up in this movie theater. And I was like, wow, this got y'all. Now, in comes the point when your character is stepping aside for a moment. And what happens, I want to bring We Have Joy into the situation, Nayo, because the
I
son...
I love that you keep bringing up the We Have Joy. That is awesome. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's all good.
And you put a smile on my face, just saying.
Now, Nayo walks in, and her name is Angela. She's the nurse, and she's in the hospice. And, y'all, the moment that I saw her, and I saw her name was Angela, because, you know, I get into films. And I saw her name, I was like, oh, my gosh, she's like an angel. Now, tell us, Nayo, We Have Joy, what really was the point of your character and why you almost were the angel that didn't exist?
Well, my character is really there to bring these characters back together, Grant and his dad. And I feel like she's so instrumental in that process, because there's such a divide between them, because Grant has his whole history of his belief and his thinking and his judgment and all of that. And so she really helps to smooth the transition of him getting back and them getting closer and them reconnecting. And initially there was a hint of this angel theme with her that I think is still there, and I'm glad that you picked it up, because she really does serve as just the love, the unconditional love, the unconditional truth and beingness that I think, you know, is at the heart of all people. Like, we came down here and we're spirits living on earth and interacting with other spirits, and I think that sometimes people forget that, and we get caught up in, you know, bills, and somebody cut me off, and I'm going to have to cut somebody because they don't know me, and, you know, it's just like the drama.
And get my Vaseline, hold my earrings.
Right, okay, hold my earrings, honey, because I'm about to cut somebody.
But now let me ask you a question. Would you say that, because you played I thought you were, like, one of the greatest roles in the film, because you were really the one that brought them together, because you were, like, first, like, oh, in the movie, you know, he came in after hours and you were like, almost like, you got to go. But then you realized who he was. Welcome him in. Now, I don't want to tell too much of the movie, but you welcome him in and you kind of like, all right, enough with, in my words, enough of this shit. Y'all need to figure it out. But you did it in such an elegant way. Do you think in real life that you are this character? Like, you put people together?
I think that, I mean, in a way, I would like to think that I do bring joy. I mean, we've been joking about it, and, you know, my name means we have joy, but I love my mother, and I know she loves me, but she always reminds me of that, and my friends and the people that I'm around, I always, well, first of all, I make sure that the people I'm around are great people and that they're open. And if there's somebody that's closed, I really do try to, you know, just open their mind up to different experiences and possibilities. And so I do think that in a way, in my own way, that I do try to bring the love and bring understanding and bring acceptance with people. So I would hope that I'm like Angela, because she is a fantastic character.
You know, it's like you brought it together. And when I saw you as a character, I was like, oh, my God, she and I would be best friends, because you have the character where, like, you want to hang out with you. And the funny thing is, we were all dying. We're like, this. She's like, I got to go do my rounds. But you never left. We're like, you know, it's kind of like in movies when it comes down to pay for dinner, but no one pulls out cash. You know, you're like, I got rounds. But you're like, you were chilling, hanging out.
But I'll stay a little bit longer. Yeah.
Right? So.
Yeah. Well, no, that's her. Great. I mean, these are her people. She wants to make sure that everything happens as it should and that they reconnect and that, you know, there's a completion. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you did a great job because you drew me into the scene.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Let me throw this out there, too, Max. What's pretty great about the lovely, joyful woman is we never worked together. We met a couple times, but we had such an amazing connection that I have really harbored a great friendship since we filmed. And I love you, my lying king goddess. You're delicious.
I love you too, sweetie. Oh,
right.
Shut up.
Now, listen, before this turns into a different kind of show, let's get it together.
Yes.
Hello. Speaking of show, everyone, you can get our app for free, everyone. So go to the App Store and get the LA Talk Radio app for free. We're Channel 1, Max and Friends, every Sunday night. Listen, y'all, stay with me real quick, because I got to do a plug. Everyone, I got to talk about the weather real quick, because it's almost like half show. Hey, Ronan, what is everyone listening to? This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Tonight we're talking about Reconciliation, the movie. We got Gregory Zarin and, of course, Naya. We have Joy in the studio. Coming up, we've got Kathy Greer. But before then, everyone, we got weather. And you know what? LA, everyone, it's 66 degrees tomorrow with a low of 50. New York is 44 with a low of 29. But Miami's 87 with a low of 71. So go to Delta.com. Flights are on sale now. Get your tickets. Go to Miami. Enjoy the sun. Get kissed by the rays, because I was there. That's why I wasn't here last week, because I was in Florida getting my tan on. You know what I'm talking about? So anyway, speaking about getting your tan on, I got my reconciliation with the sun, because, you know, I haven't seen it in so long because it's been winter here. So the sun and I have reconciled. It has kissed me. I am bronze. And now we're here back on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Gregory, did you have fun, like, shooting this film, even though your role was so intense and so mean?
Yeah. So big. No, thank you. Then this is where Nio cuts me. You know what? I had a blast. It drained me. It absolutely drained me. The beauty of the movie, though, and portraying this part, is it actually made me look at my life and look at the things that I was hanging on to, and it personally allowed me to let go of a lot of things. There were a lot of things that I was hanging on to, and I thought, okay, who am I pissed off at? Who do I need to clean something up with? And the great part of all of that is, sometimes when we clean something up and reconcile something, it's not always so much that we have to do it with someone else. It's we have to do it with ourselves. So it really set me free on a lot of levels.
Look at you, Mr. Motivational Speaker, tonight on Max and Friends. You know, that's already added to your list.
Max, I'm tired of hanging on to extra crap. It's just hanging on. You know,
I would say face it, erase it, replace it, move on. But some people got to reconcile, I guess, to move on.
I'm just going to say, Jesus, take the wheel and let's drive away. Dang it.
Well, there you go.
Honey.
Speaking of Jesus taking the wheel, we have Joy here. Now, listen, I'm just going to call you We Have Joy from now on. I was calling you Angela all day. This, you know, Gregory calls you Nubian Princess. I'm just calling you We Have Joy. So We Have Joy. Check it out. Have you reconciled with anyone because of this film?
I actually did. And it's funny how things like this work and you don't even have any awareness. I love what you were saying, Gregory, about like not wanting to hold on to things and communicating and completing with people. And, you know, I wish I could be that just profound and active. And I just, but I find that sometimes these things kind of work subconsciously, and I love that. And so I actually had a very dear friend. I have a very dear friend who we fell out years ago, and she emailed me something, and I was like, oh my goodness, I hadn't heard from her in forever. And we reconnected and we cleared up some things. And it's just, it's amazing what letting go and getting clarity and communication, what that provides for you. Because, you know, when you're holding on to something, and you were saying something like this, Gregory, when you're holding on to something, it doesn't really hurt anybody but you. So you mad at Jill and you mad at Scott and you're all upset and up in arms about something, and really the person that it's destroying is you. And so I was really grateful to get rid of that energy and to reconnect with her and to just, and it was such a blessing, because, you know, when you have people that are so dear to you and you fall out with them, it's such a huge loss. It's like a tragedy, and it doesn't need to be that. And so it actually, to answer your question, I actually did reconcile with somebody.
There you go. Well, everyone, check out reconciliationmovie.com. It's on DVD, so you can purchase it. And if you feel like you want to reconcile with someone, drop this in the mail and send it to them. I'm about to get like 10 copies and send them to all my mother's friends. You know what I'm talking about. How you doing? But anyway...
Yeah.
It's a good movie. Well, you know what, guys? We're going to have to wrap this up because I got to have Kathy Greer on come tonight here on Max and Friends. So Reconciliation, Gregory Zarian, lifestyle expert, twin, motivational speaker, actor. I can't wait to see you in those Dunkin' Donuts commercials. It's going to make me want to get coffee more now. And Naya, we have Joy Wallace. Thank you for being here tonight, Lion King girl. Gazelle.
Thank you for having
Max,
me.
Max, thank you for having us. Max, I got to say a quick hi to my friend Anne Marie and her daughter Angelina. They are listening live, so I just got to give them a big shout out. I love you, San Francisco.
Hi. Wait, what are their names again?
Anne Marie and her beautiful daughter Angelina.
Hi, Anne Marie and Angelina. Well, you know what, everyone? Thank you all for being here, you guys, tonight. We're going to dedicate a song right now to your friend.
I love that.
So the song that we're going to play is called Protecting My Heart, and that's for Angelina and Maria?
Anne Marie.
Well, there y'all go. Reconciliationmovie.com is the movie. GregoryZarian.com is the site to go to. Hey, we have Joy. Do you have a website too?
I do not. I do not have it up right now.
Are you on Twitter?
I'm on Facebook.
Max, people can find her on just yummyandelicious.com. Seriously, she's just so great to look at. Yummy.
Now, listen, we have Joy. You can find We Have Joy on Facebook. And you know what? Gregory has a fan page on Facebook. So speaking of Facebook, go there, find Gregory Zarian, find Naya Wallace, and get the movie reconciliationmovie.com. Thank you both for being here tonight. Gregory, we're going to talk after the show. Naya, I hope to talk to you real soon and meet you when I come out to L.A.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Have one night. Facebook,
so
two for reconciliation, too, Max.
Have a good night, and I'll talk to y'all real soon.
Bye, guys. All Thank right. you.
Bye.
See, everyone,
thanks.
We inspiring, we reconciling, and you know what? We've got another one of Kathy Greer's songs, and she's going to be here, Protecting My Heart by Kathy Greer on Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. Hit it, Ronan.
I'm going out of my mind.
I don't want it to stop.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Hushi. Welcome back. That was my new favorite song, Protecting My Heart by Kathy Greer. I don't want it to stop. Just like she said, I don't want it to stop. I don't want it to stop. But we have to, because we got Kathy here in the studio. Kathy, pull up your mic and welcome to Max and Friends.
Oh, it's so cool to be here.
I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you.
Now, hey, Ronan, how's our sound going? Because I hear my echo.
Yeah, me
okay,
too.
We're good. I think
hey,
we're good
here we
now.
Go.
There we go. Hey, everybody, we're back. You know,
sounds like the underground.
It does sound like the underground. Speaking of the underground, you're known as the NYC Subway Girl. Tell us about how you got that title.
You know, it sort of came from the internet age. Performing underground, people rush by me so fast they don't get a chance to catch my name. So I was thinking, gosh, if somebody went to the internet and were looking for me, they'd probably put girl with a guitar, subway singer. And I thought, NYC Subway Girl. So
well, there you go. So it works for you. It works.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the obvious.
It's not just about me. It's
right?
not just about me, the singer-songwriter. It's about me and performing in public spaces.
There you go. Now, speaking of public spaces, when did you get involved in singing in public spaces?
That's an excellent question, too. I had been living in France and returned to New York and was looking for some club gigs. And I was really sort of not feeling connected with the networking. Maybe it was a language difference and things like that. And this is back in the late 90s. And I heard about the Music Under New York program. And I thought, hey, why don't I give that a try? And I auditioned and I got in.
Speaking of networking, you have your webpage, nycsubwaygirl.com. You have a blog there. What's your inspiration? So what is your inspiration?
Well, that's it's funny. I ask that to everybody, and then somebody turns around and asks me the question. I think what inspires me most is to do something that makes a difference, to express, use my voice, and find things that and people that challenge my perceptions and then can get me out there. And that's what music underground does for me every day.
And that's what you and I are going to be doing, making a difference for equineadvocates.org this coming weekend in upstate New York. It's going to be exciting. And that's why I wanted to have you here, because everyone, I'm hosting this event, emceeing it for equineadvocates.org. Y'all know what it's all about, because we've had Susan Wagner here before, and you know I talk about it all the time. Well, Kathy is going to be the music entertainment of the night, and we're going to have a fun night up in where are we going to be? In Hudson Valley.
Hudson, New York. It's a cool little town.
Hudson, New York. So now, what brought you into Equine Advocates?
I heard about Bobby the carriage horse that had been discovered, like on an auction block to be, you know, bought to be slaughtered, and I thought I couldn't believe that's what would happen to a carriage horse. And I heard about these Equine Advocates in Chatham, New York, and I said I've got to go see where this carriage horse ends up. So I traveled up there, and I was just so amazed what Susan and her sister have done with this gorgeous property and so many horses and ponies and donkeys and all these gorgeous creatures that were just being terribly taken care of, and they brought them to this wonderful spot to give them a better life. And I was also blown away by the fact that they've got such a small staff, and yet they everything is so clean and beautiful and organized, and the horses look so great, and the donkeys are running around, and Bobby just, you know, was rolling around in the grass.
Isn't it amazing? You know, I went up to the sanctuary, equineadvocates.org, if you want to check it out. I went up to the sanctuary and I was like, oh my God, it's amazing how these poor horses have been tortured so much.
Yeah.
And then they're like sent to like this paradise. And it's so fulfilling to see them go from such deterioration of a beautiful animal to what they should be. They're like so peaceful and so graceful. And they become statuesque almost at the sanctuary, Equine Advocates. So Susan Wagner,
loved.
You know, they are loved. My hat goes off to Susan Wagner, of course.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing good things for Equine Advocates or Equine Advocates, depends where y'all from.
Yeah.
But we're doing good things for them. Speaking of good things, you have a great song called Good Things. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, the good thing is really I love the blues, and I love to be kind of funky, and my song The Good Thing is just about, I want to be, some people think I'm just really too sweet and too good, but I know how to step out and sort of shake things up a little bit.
So now I'm looking forward to this weekend. Do you have a good set you're going to get ready for us? I can't wait.
Yeah, no, I've got some great songs together, and also I'm compiling together a lot of the clips that I do of performing in the subway, because there's a lot of people that don't venture underground, or if you know, they don't really know why I do what I do, so I've got all these little clips that I make, because when I'm performing, I always have a little flip camera with me, and I'm always either throwing it out to somebody in the audience, it's funny, I call the commuters audience, yeah,
of course,
it to somebody and say, hey, you know, take a few clips, and I put them together, and that's where I started with this thing called What's Your Inspiration, because, you know, people love to chat with me. They just, you know, they're New Yorkers, they just come right up to me, and, you know, we just go ahead and start talking about things. And people share the most amazing things with me. And I started saying, hey, would you mind, you know, what you're saying to me is so inspirational. I'd love to share that with people that don't go underground, or just to be able to say, hey, you know, what inspires you? You know, not to have a job to go to. I hate every morning. That inspires me. You know, somebody else said to me, what inspires me is beauty in small things we take for granted.
That's the truth. And what inspires me is equineadvocates.org. That's my big inspiration. And you and I, my friend, Kathy, my new friend on Facebook, you can find her there, everyone. And on Twitter, go to Twitter and go to nycsubwaygirl.com. You can see some of her videos there and on YouTube, too. You're all over the place. I like that multimedia girl. You've got your guitar. You've got your fun. You've got your blues. You've got your soul. You got your funk. You got good things going on in your life. And that's why I think you and I are going to get along big time this weekend. Equineadvocates.org. Check it out. RSVP, come and visit us. We need y'all to sponsor the horses. They're my favorite animal. Kathy, we got to wrap this show up. It's been a pleasure having you on, even if just for a quick moment. But I said, I got to get you here tonight.
Oh, I love it. Thank you.
I want to promote you, and I want to promote Equine Advocates. And we'll have you back on the show again. Maybe.
Great. And we got to sponsor those animals.
Yeah, sponsor. Go to equineadvocates.org and sponsor a horse or two or three or a pony or a donkey or whatever y'all feel like you love, a llama, a goat. But you know what, Kathy? We'll do a post show. We'll do a post event show. How does that sound next Sunday?
Brilliant.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. I got to wrap this show up. We're going to leave you all with good things in just a moment. Kathy, have a wonderful night.
Thanks a lot. We'll see you next weekend.
See you. Yep. This coming weekend, the 2nd of April, equineadvocates.org. Check it out. Kathy, have a wonderful night.
Thanks.
All right. Well, everyone, we've had a great show. I'm glad you all came here tonight. Took a minute to stay with us. Took an hour to stay with us. I got to wrap this show up before I get in trouble. And listen, here's the deal. I'm going to leave you with this quote. Sometimes we must resolve our past to face our future. From reconciliationmovie.com. Go get that. My thanks to Gregory Zarian. My thanks to Nayo. We have Joy Wallace. My thanks to Kathy Greer for nycsubwaygirl.com. Equineadvocates.org is what you want to go on, click on, support the horses. Hey, listen, CBS News is coming on after the show, but I got to tell you all about CBS. You know my friend Eva LaRue? Well, I've had her here. Check out my archives on LA Talk Radio, Max and Friends. And Eva LaRue is on CSI Miami. Well, guess what? She gets held hostage. So tune in to CSI Miami on CBS. Go to CBS.com. Stay tuned for CBS News. Until then, everyone, do good things this week. Good Thing by Kathy Greer here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Remember, take life to the max. Ronan, hit it, play it, love it. Enjoy your week, everyone. Talk to you soon. And thank you all for listening. Good night.
My friends always tell me that I'm too damn sweet. Got the ways of an angel from my head to my feet. I try my best to ignore them and mess up this place. Every time I get tough, I get laughed right in my face. Don't want to be a good thing. Know how to hold my own. But I'm just a good thing. Don't want to wreck up my home. I'm nobody's fool. Can't forget the rules. Stay all night having fun. You might say I'm clever, cause I play this at one. fun.